This is 93.7 The Ticket.
Look at me, short. Look at me, short. I'm the captain now.
Three-time national champion, Vershawn Jackson.
Oh, got a bunch all alone is Vershawn Jackson. And Vershawn, he'll get it to the 24-yard line.
Coming at you live from the Koppel's Chevrolet GMC studios in the heart of Lincoln, America. On air and online at theticketfm.com. Here he is, Vershawn Jackson.
Ah, yeah!
Come on, Nick. Turn it up a little, Nick. Turn it up a little, Nick. Welcome, welcome, welcome. We're back.
You're out here throwing shark meat in the water.
Talking crazy.
Ashley Skaggs would shoot your lights
Ashley
out.
Ashley Sky and me have a bet.
She is going, look, I'm just telling you. There's some people that I would tell you, yeah, go ahead and say what you say. But you get in a shooting contest with that young lady,
you're done.
Ashley Skaggs will take your.
That's why you guys are you and I'm me. That's the difference. Is I want all the smoke. I want all the smoke. I want your best player. She just not has to only deal with me, the shooter. Mm-hmm. She has to deal with me, the talker. I'm going to be in her mugshot. Talking crazy. Splashly McMuffins, if you're listening. It's going down. Now, I'd rather wait till after the season, because we don't want none of those shots that's supposed to go in during the season to be wasted on me.
Right.
But fair. I promise you, it's going fair. Down, man. Fair. I'm going to show you how this old dude get down on the court.
Ask Nick how he would
hoop,
do
it. I can shoot.
That's it. That's the best shooter on the campus.
Mm-hmm. Period. When you feel like you're the best,
uh-huh.
The only how you can claim to be the best is you beat the best. Let me ask you a question. What if I beat her? Then what?
You
don't believe it.
Don't worry about thinking that.
You don't believe it.
That's like asking me, what if I get pregnant? Not possible.
Man, where there's a will, there's a way.
No, dude, listen. You can
going
talk,
down.
You, V, you
that's,
can
you,
talk,
that not possible you talking about was when somebody used to play the Huskers of the 90s, and they was like, not happening.
Not possible. You're not out shooting that young lady.
Man, I'm a show try. You might not outshoot her, but
look,
she gonna know she been in the match. You know what I'm saying? I know I'm a football player, but I love basketball.
Yeah. Go you might. I'll send you some clips on this young lady before you.
I know who I'm dealing with here.
Okay. Okay.
Happy that you had her in the office today, speaking about Husker hoops basketball, because I think. You know, you got to be able to wrap your mind. Your heart's Husker fans is not just about football. I think we have to look at all the sports, wrestling, basketball, tennis. The bowling team is
national champions.
Second to none. How many years in a row? They've been good for a long time. So there's so many more Husker athletics that we can cheer for that we don't have to get so hung up on football
or
basketball.
So tonight we'll have on – Nicole Griffith and Jake Sorensen, and then they'll be live at the Upside Bar and Lounge. They'll be from 6 to 8. It's 27th and Pine Lake. Go out and watch. They've got national championship game between Georgia and Alabama on all the TVs. It's taco night, 50-cent hard shell tacos. 50 cents.
They're getting ahead of Taco Tuesday.
$1 soft shell tacos. Mm. $3 margaritas.
Mm.
Yeah.
That sounds like the
Upside
spot.
Bar and Lounge. Well, and then after that, Talking Tens, the two young ladies from the women's gymnastics team, after their season debut with a win, they go to Iowa State and knock them off. Kenzie Roby won one of her events, led the way in the all-around for their first win of the season. So it's Michaela Curtis and Kenzie Roby. And then dive deep. We had a deep dive. Reagan Hens, it's going to be a long night. It's going to be a fun night, but Husker sports, Huskers talking sports. That's the way it should be.
Who better not to hear from about their particular sport than the person who plays in it at a high level?
Well, I mean, the gymnasts, look, you went on the road for the opener and got a win.
Top 25 win.
Yeah.
I think Iowa State's ranked 20th.
Yeah. And then I went and saw the wrestling teams Friday night.
I got a question for you, DP. Uh-huh. I'm a little jealous right now.
What you jealous about?
Well, I walked in today, and, you know, every day I've been here, I've seen you in Husker gear from head to toe, right? And today I walk in thinking, dang, he ain't even no Husker. He got Husker gear on, but he got some Jordans on. Thinking of old school Jordans, right? Then I look, and this guy.
Spin the camera around.
This guy.
Spin the camera around.
He got on.
Spin the camera.
Turn it to the seat. Turn it. Come on. Bend, bend ways
they're not supposed to. They can't see it. They can't see it.
I'm 60 years old.
Hey, take it off.
Look, we really weren't sure I was going to be.
I know you don't got holes. I know you don't have holes in your socks. Take your shoes off.
You appreciate the flexibility of the old dude.
Hey, man, I was impressed that you got it up on the table.
Listen, the people that's actually out there in Husker Country that's listening and watching YouTube, you get ready. You here for a treat.
Yo, DP, how'd you get your foot up there?
So
man,
I'm just trying to.
Oh, my goodness.
It was just not you. He even got some Adidas socks on.
I'm flexible.
I'm up in here with UPS. What can you do for me? Shout out to Tommy Day. You know, I got to cut the check on, which is Nike. You know what I'm saying? Right. I'm sitting up here in some military tees and some boots. And I walk in here every day, and you would think that DP was a 7-time national champion in Nebraska, because every day he is loaded with Husker gear. And then I see him walk in with these shoes that remind you of the first Air Jordan 1s. Look at that.
Look at that.
Right?
You got the Herbie.
But they got the Herbie Husker in the end on them. Now, here's what I need to know. Who are you? Who are you?
Folks have been asking that question.
We need to know who dropped you in here, Santa Claus.
Right? Like, see, people.
You don't know nothing about no Santa Claus yet.
Right? Like, he really don't know.
Don't know about no Santa Claus
he really
yet.
Don't know yet.
Well, I called him Santa Claus for a reason. So, who dropped you in here? Who told you to come down this roof, Santa Claus?
No,
I need to know, DP. You're scaring me.
Black Santa knows all.
Jeez.
No, man. This is.
Who are you getting your gear from?
That's,
man?
Those are fire, right?
Man.
I followed his boy on Instagram.
You know what, fire, man? Right?
I followed the dude who made them shoes.
Yeah.
I followed on Instagram,
yeah,
man.
I gotta
I'm looking
talk
at his shoes.
A couple people, buddy. Man, that ain't cool right now.
Right.
I ain't really feeling the fact that DP come in off the streets and he got more Husker gear than all of us put about 4 or 5 of us put together now. You know, I know I've given away a lot of stuff, but you know, I'm seeing some stuff that I ain't never saw before.
Honestly,
it's really starting to really hurt my feelings.
Hey, wouldn't be surprised if he got more Husker gear than the players are getting right now.
Listen, I'm not going. I'm not. I'm just going to start to take me a little something back in that back office. I've been seeing hats, and I'm just going to put it on my head and walk out as if it's mine.
Just walk out. Look, you be the first person that walks in here who doesn't.
Well, I see why now, because you have all the exclusive private stock gear.
Yeah, no, every now and then you gotta go, you know, you gotta go get the
man, this man walks into this man walks about. Into the athletic director's office and is just like, yeah, I'm gonna take that.
No,
take
I can't
that.
Walk
into
I can't go.
Not the director, the where they get all the gear. That's
what
you
want.
You don't even
know
manager.
The equipment manager. He got more than just football stuff, though. That's the difference.
No, it's all the equipment. All of them.
Yeah, but you can't go to football and get gymnastic stuff, or you can't go to football and get basketball shoes. You got to know some. You got to go to Hoiberg.
Well, see, here's the thing. So I was asked to give a pep talk to the team before the season. So I did that, and I brought them food, right? Hooked them up with some real food, you know?
It didn't work.
No, it didn't work. I got to go back.
You need.
No. Just imagine what it was before.
No. You got to smack some people around a little bit. Hey, look. You went in there being Mr. Nice DP.
No,
see,
yeah.
You supposed to walk in there and pull out the other DP.
The other
that
DP
guy.
Is there. They wasn't ready for. They was barely ready for Nice DP.
So you went in there, you had a conversation.
No, see, I talked to.
So, with-
but in the shows, in since I've been here, like we've had like Lance Harvell from baseball and Jalen Reyes from volleyball, Mark Manning from wrestling. He came in, brought us shirts, right? This is how I want this to be a Husker home. So for coaches and players to have the freedom and the ability to come in here, jump in front of the microphone anytime they want, tell their story. Right? From their voice, not from us talking about them.
Who are you?
I already told
Santa
you.
Claus.
Black Santa, baby.
Hey,
I already told you.
How'd that mug look yesterday?
One thing, hey, is
nicely,
that, what size
right?
shoes are those?
How was it?
Right?
What did it look like?
I'm short.
14s? 14s. He's so much. I'm short. 14s. That's like Eric Crouch. You know what I'm saying? Everybody thinks about Eric Crouch. And Eric Crouch is my other locker man. I don't know why I was around the quarterbacks. I don't even know why they put me there. But anyway, I would look over, and you got Eric Crouch tying his shoes up. And I'm like, dang, Eric, what size shoe you wear, sir? 14.
Yeah.
That just means you just that's cover a lot of ground.
That's the line between shoes you can buy in a store and the people you have to special order and go, hey, can you order this for me?
Well,
because y'all don't have it.
I'm glad you're 14s because they're exactly my size.
Okay.
Well, I know you got some good stuff.
I, you know what? I really do.
Yeah. That you probably don't even wear.
You are correct. And now I. So,
Rashawn gonna go shoot shopping at JP's place.
Hey, listen. 14,
no. All he got to do is call. All he got to do is call Becky. She's like, look, I know about five.
She got a
pairs.
Box. She got a box. Becky, like, he doesn't need these.
Yeah, she's already picked them out. Like
Rebecca,
right now, she's listening.
I'm asking now, just bring them to the station.
She's listening now and making a list of things shoes that do not get worn.
Rashawn's gonna go out to his car. It's gonna be filled with shoes. Like the popcorn with the rookies.
And I know
shoes.
DP has multiple pairs of 14s.
I do.
He's not even thinking about.
You are right. You're absolutely right.
Rebecca, bring him in.
I will make sure that tomorrow, when I come in tomorrow, I'll have some.
That'll work.
Yeah. It's real talk.
Thank you.
Like, cause
Father.
Dang.
My father.
Dang.
Man, we have any more? No, I'm a giver. Like they know.
Have some more?
They know. I'm like, is it like the hats? Like mm-hmm. We were in New York, so I know he's the Knicks fan. So you got.
I don't even
up.
Know why he's on my show talking with that Knicks hat on. You really put a Husker hat.
Yeah, you're
on
right. I don't know either.
Or Tampa Bay.
Tampa
Bay. No, Nick hit you. Nick, let him
Nick
back in.
You. I did.
Let
him I back did. He's back. Quick, I turned him on real
hold
quick.
Hold on a minute.
I turned
him back. That's what me and Nick got a little pack here.
What? Yeah.
You get out of line, we're cutting you off.
That's
we're
fine.
We're going to cut you smooth off.
We that's have talked now. About this.
Hey, Rico.
It's been talked about.
Why can you wear any other hat besides the Knickerbockers?
It's my only stocking cap.
I'm bringing you some in. I got a bunch of Husker stuff.
Okay.
Since DP hooking me up with 14,
this is what
I got does. Hats for you.
All right, bet. I got Husker like I got Husker like hats,
look,
but
look,
I don't have
look,
Husker.
Look
I like
Nick,
caps.
Man, that Nick,
you,
Nick's
yeah,
like,
Nick's
what?
Over here
what?
With
I'm
a
like,
Cubs hoodie
what?
On. What are you talking about?
Do you want? Believe me, the only reason why he's getting away with the Cubs little jersey on, that sweatshirt on. Let me tell you why.
We came to
it's rain. Because my grandfather, bless his soul, he loved the Cubs, and I had to watch baseball growing up. Because my grandfather wouldn't turn it into nothing else but baseball. Okay?
You had to watch Harry Carey.
WGN.
There's a fly ball.
Hey, listen.
Deep
a fly
center
ball
field.
Deep center.
I don't think that one's going to land
perfect.
In Cubville.
Perfect.
Someone
wow.
Bring me a beer.
Perfect.
And a hot dog.
Perfect.
This is there's a fly ball deep. Oh, crap, that's going to go out. We're going to lose. That's
hey, man, I'm telling you, you did not get. Now, the other sports were just, I mean, unless it was boxing, okay? Boxing was different. But as far as the other sports in Grandpa's house, we watched them, but it came secondary to baseball, okay? And the Cubs were his team. So Nick can get away with wearing the Cubs. You can't get away with wearing the Knicks anymore.
Nope, you can't.
We got to get you a different hat. Says okay. Huskers on it.
Okay.
Thanks, Rico.
Man, I got my company. I got my company.
Well, I got to have to go just with that, your company jacket, too.
So, yeah. I got that.
I mean, thanks, buddy.
Yeah. And your company swag is coming, too.
I mean, eventually. Hopefully, you guys treat me better than the Huskers that treat me.
I ain't going to make you wait nearly as long as they said. I ain't going to make you wait nearly as long.
I would imagine I'd have some of these exclusive
no,
items.
No, here's what's
that
funny.
I'm seeing.
Here's
that.
What's funny. They
that's
didn't.
That's a nice shirt you got.
He got, this dude got half jackets, drawers, socks, t-shirts, tank tops, and they all got their Nebraska in on them. Man,
what's
come
it,
on, man. You ain't even from Nebraska. How you do that?
I was just like, man.
See, because I know when a stranger, as a black man and a stranger in Nebraska, I better put colors on. So I don't have to answer a
you
whole lot of questions. See, so I
you
walk.
Right colors.
So whatever. So I would walk every morning, right? I walk in the morning. And I walk at night, late at night. So if I'm walking around campus or I'm walking around the Haymarket, some people might go, what you doing, man?
Them people ain't gonna, they gonna look at you and be like, look at that. That's one of the coaches or something. Look at all that Husker stuff. Bro.
Hey, I know you.
Mean without the Husker
without
stuff?
Without the Husker stuff.
Well.
That's a different conversation.
Hey, man, it's Lincoln.
Yeah.
Wait a second. Are you Jay Foreman? Lincoln.
Right? Like it's.
Hey, you played in 96, right? You're Jay Foreman. Hey.
So, this is what's funny. So we do these remotes, and I can't tell you how many people just come up and go, "Hey, Jay," and I'm like, "No, not the other black guy, the big tall one,
that guy,
yeah, that dude." You know, and then if I'm by myself, I'm still Jay. I'm not DP. I'm Jay. So
well, I mean,
so
I'm just jealous,
you know how you when you in a space where there's gang rule, you better identify with the colors.
So you're saying Nebraska's a gang?
Oh yes, indeed.
One of the biggest ones in Nebraska.
Yeah, I was gonna say
probably the biggest one in Nebraska.
Yeah, I was gonna say, you know,
I just want to see if I can get some of the gang colors. You know, I was a part of the gang the inside.
I just want to let them know in advance
what happened to me.
He was a ringleader.
I've been one of the ringleaders of the gang. And they said you don't get any more gear, buddy.
My man,
you
up
get
there at
the gear.
Top.
DP, I'm telling you, I'm so every day I look for to see what DP's going to have. Where do you get that all black Nebraska hat on? I haven't seen any. You can't go to the stores. You can't go to Husker Hounds. Husker Hounds, I used to know them over there. Please, if you hearing me, all black Nebraska
hat? You know
hat?
Who I miss? It's a nice hat. You know who I miss? Part of the recruiting that convinced me that this was a good place for me to live and work was spot when I first my first visit here, I walked into this stock because I was looking for like, well, what's your sports store? And I walk into a spot in Haymarket, and there in the store is Mike Rozier and Rich Glover,
legend.
And we sit there and chop it up for a good hour and a half. Like Rozier's like, "What you doing here, man? Like, you know, what you doing here? What's happening? What's coming?
Who sent you?"
And I said, "Yeah, who sent you?
Who was it?"
And I said, "It's coming. But be cool." But the store had all Nebraska swag, like all memorabilia, helmets, all that stuff. But then as soon as I decided to move here, the store closed.
Oh, and so that's how you got
just
all of the –
because you bought
the,
it out, right?
You that's, got all of the –
I did not buy – I would – I would have.
You got look, all of the gear because they closed down
clearance
now.
Sale. Look, clearance
look,
sale.
Look, let me tell you.
Here it is, you guys.
Everything, 70% off.
He didn't get it from the university. He got it because he bought the store out. It was closed.
Closed to death.
Either way, Rebecca, I want the stuff.
Let me tell you, it was – that the stuff in that store, it had – like all the jerseys from like current all the way back to the original sweaters and all that stuff. And then it had like the pullover cold weather like jackets. As a matter of fact, it was if I was given the opportunity, I would have bought everything.
I know.
You would have walked in there, you said, "How much for the store?"
Like this stuff that was in there. Like it was amazing. Like all the throwback stuff, but the store closed and it's not even there anymore. It was right next to Old Chicago, maybe?
I think I remember, but...
Like, it was like Go Big Red Shop or something. It was not the one that's still open over on that side of the street, close to PBA. It was near right across from the hotel. And we were staying in the hotel. So the first thing I see is Husker stuff. And I'm like, okay.
I want the good.
If you know DP, he is a very big fan of stuff.
I have to. I got humble yesterday. I have to do less stuff. I have too much stuff, and I need to change how I'm living.
Look, man. Like Rashawn said, we take some of it off your hands.
Man, yeah, but my clothes are big man clothes.
Yeah, that means Rico.
Yeah,
not
right.
For
not
you.
Not for me. Nope.
Just the hats, Rico.
Just the hats.
Just the hats.
Okay.
Just the
hats. Hats we could do.
Not the clothes.
No, that's can't do the clothes.
The pullovers and stuff. I got some stuff. Yeah, man. Well, Becky and I had that conversation. All like, right. Like we know you love the Huskers, but you have too much stuff.
Hey, listen, like, man. Y'all get me sidetracked, and I got a heck of a lineup going on today.
Go on and give it to him.
Heck of a lineup going on today. So, in about at 11:30 ish, we're gonna have the great Jamal Lord. Now, think about this.
Well,
and the reason why I wanted to bring Jamal Lord on was a couple of different reasons. One, he had to deal with the adversity of Coach Solis being fired. He was in that. He was the starting quarterback at that time. And then having Coach Pelini come in and coach him. And then two, I want to get his intake on. I want to put him in the shoes of Thompson.
Okay.
Okay. I want to say, okay, he's coming in. He's got 2 years to go. He's a proven quarterback. What are the first pieces he needs to be successful? Ooh. So we're going to talk to Jamal Lord at 11:30. Okay. Then we're going to bring back. We're going to bring back, okay, Aaron Taylor for our Pipeline Pancakes.
Pipeline Pancakes. Stack them.
Pipeline Pancakes. Stack them. So Aaron's going to kind of talk about. I ain't even going to tell you everything just then. Okay. And then we got a special guest. We're going to be trucking with somebody. Okay. So every other day, we're going to truck with somebody. There's a lot of former Huskers that run trucks. There's on trucks and big rigs. Yeah. And we're going to truck with – we're going to truck – probably be trucking with Jock a little bit later on at about 1:30 hour, 1:45. So it's a Rock'em Sock'em show. I'm Vershawn. It's the Ticket. DP's over there cleaning off those clean Nebraska Air Jordans that I want. Come right back.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.